Agenda item number 17, discussion and possible action on amending the employment agreement for the general manager slash CEO. I'll leave alone general counsel.
Folks, this is really a follow-up to an item we had on the agenda last week. Basically, what we're doing is, if you'll recall, the board passed a resolution. Here it is back at the July board meeting. And it relates to amending our general manager's contract. I'm just flipping through briefly. I'll cover the points. But nonetheless, what the resolution provided for was basically two things. It puts the GM on parity with the other employees at the BRA by doing two things. In the event the board were to grant a cost of living adjustment to all the employees at the Brazos River Authority, this provides in his contract that that same benefit would be afforded to the general manager CEO as is afforded to all other BRA employees. That's item one. The second item is each year, or maybe not each year, but the board at times will approve a merit budget adjustment for employees where that's an amount to where if the supervisor believes that the employee's doing a great job, they can get that merit amount, that percentage. And this provides an ability to where in the future, should the board find that the general manager is performing at that level, he as well would be eligible to receive that same benefit. So it basically sort of shores up those things. And the reason we're doing that is, if you'll recall this government code section 669.003, whenever there's an amendment to the general manager CEO's contract, it needs to be presented to the LBB before y'all take action. So at the last meeting, BRA legal staff was instructed to prepare an amendment, which we have done. The amendment was prepared. It was sent off to the LBB for approval. We sent that in August. We have received no word. So having received no word, we are under the impression that there is no problem. That's generally how it works. That being said, if the board still wants to move forward, we need to pass a resolution at this board meeting. With that, I can read the resolution if y'all would like.
Will this resolution then go to the LBB?
It has. The LBB, right, it went to them in August. They made no comment. If they had an objection, then they should have contacted us or notified us. We're required to provide the notice at a minimum of 5 days before the vote. In this instance, we went ahead and sent it right after the last board meeting in August, and we've had no communication of any problem with what the board was proposing with the July resolution.
Read resolution,
yes, sir.
Please.
Certainly. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves and authorizes the execution of an amendment to the employment agreement for the General Manager CEO, Philip J. Ford, providing for the following, colon, one, if the Board of Directors authorizes an employment cost index compensation adjustment or similar cost of living adjustment for Brazos River Authority employees in a given year, the general manager CEO's base salary shall be likewise adjusted. And two, if the Board of Directors authorizes an employee merit pay budget in a given year and the Board of Directors determines that the general manager CEO's performance warrants a merit pay increase, the general manager CEO's base salary shall be increased by the same percentage used to calculate the employee merit pay budget.
Heard the resolutions. Motion to adopt.
Okay.
Second. Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bushiers?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanini?
Yes.